The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas with RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes here from Home Street Bank.
And today, we're energized.
Right.
We're so full of energy right now.
We're just jumping up and down. We're electric here.
Why
today.
Are we so full of energy, though?
Because we have Andy Wobbler here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, welcome, Andy.
Hey, good afternoon. I will say good morning.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign right there.
Well, you probably want to mention that he's with Puget Sound Energy.
Andy is the Vice President of Corporate Affairs for Puget Sound Energy, and he's going to be with us today talking about Energize East Side, right?
Absolutely, and energy efficiency and other things kind of going on in your house.
Yeah. Well, I know the main reason I specifically had asked PSE about having you come on was because as my work in the chamber, so I'm on the board of directors of the Renton Chamber, and so I get engaged in a whole lot of different issues that are going on, and I've sat through three different meetings that are about Energize East Side. So I wanted to make sure we had you on. But before we get to all that fun energizing stuff, we're going to get into our first segment like we normally do. We're going to do a little market update on the mortgage markets and then also a little bit of
the
real estate.
Yes. And there's nothing to not be energized about with rates either. They're still very, very good. We have a little bit of upward pressure this week, though. And the mortgage markets follow the bond market. The bond market follows the stock market. And as a general rule, when stock prices are up, interest rates will follow right along. At least that's the trend right now. But with that said, we're still looking very, very good. The national average for a 30-year fixed rate conforming conventional loan is right around 3.82%. Still fab. 15-year loan, we're right around 3.08, so just a little bit above 3%. FHA loans averaging 3.35%, up about 10 basis points from where we were last week.
Yeah, but still phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. And jumbo 30-year fixed rates still hovering around 3.625%.
Nice.
So it's very good. All your mortgage officers out there are very, very busy right now with people refinancing. You know, so lots of activity going on like that. Folks taking advantage of their home prices, which are rising.
As long as those refis don't get in the way of my closings.
There you go. That's absolutely.
That's
absolutely
all I gotta say.
Right. That's right.
To the back of the bus, Betty, while I get my closing done.
Yep. On the bigger economic picture, today and tomorrow, the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee is meeting, chaired by Janet Yellen and five Federal Reserve Board governors. And the consensus is that they'll make an announcement tomorrow on interest rates. We don't think they'll do any increase to rates at this point. Just still a little bit too much weakness in the economy out there for that to happen. The bet is that we will see one additional interest rate increase this year. At least today, that's the conventional wisdom. Mm-hmm. Look for that in June and probably 0.25%. It seems to be the consensus at this point.
Put a little dampening on your summer fun, huh?
I know.
Right when we're in the heart of all the major closings and
home
whatnot.
Buying season.
Yeah, the frenzy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But we can handle that. It won't be necessarily a 0.25% increase to mortgage rates. It will most likely affect things like home equity loans, home equity lines of credit, car loans, credit cards possibly. Anything that's tied to prime rate, is susceptible to that increase in the federal funds rate. Not always necessarily mortgage rates.
Right.
So we'll keep an eye on that.
Well, still talking about frenzies, though. It's still a frenzy on the real estate side of things.
Yeah, tell us.
It's just been nuts. We had some of the recent numbers come out at the Northwest Multiple Listing Service, of which all of us residential agents are a member, because that's where all of our data comes from, right? We all input all of our listings in there. And no different than last fall when we were discussing some of these numbers, we continue to have some pretty extreme shortages of inventory. So if you're thinking about selling right now, phenomenal time. Absolutely phenomenal time. I'm looking at some of the major market areas within kind of Seattle and East Side. Area 140, which is primarily West Seattle,
right?
They're currently at 0.84 months of inventory.
Wow.
They're
less than a month
under
of inventory.
A month.
And there's, what's a healthy number? 6 months?
Yeah, 4 to 6 months is considered a more balanced type of market where, you know, maybe buyers and sellers are kind of coming in at roughly the same place for negotiation. But this obviously puts sellers really in the hot seat of saying, you know.
No.
Yeah, exactly. They can say no to a lot. But so that just happens to be West Seattle, which is a really busy market area and has a fair dense amount of housing. But some of the other ones in North Seattle, Area 705, which for most people is north of the canal and going all the way up to 145th Street, mm-hmm. but west of I-5, that also is under a month. It's at 0.97. It has grown. The percent change in median price in the last year, 18.48%.
Wow, up 18.4%.
That's what this shortage of inventory does.
Yeah.
And I should go back to the West Seattle one. That went up 14.12%. So we've got some pretty intense cost pressure going on, too. So the fact that we still have really nice low interest rates, I think, is great for buyers because you need as much buying power as possible right now because of what's going on. One of the ones that'll really throw you off is Area 710, and that's everything on the north side but east of I-5. Now, this is probably impacted by certain types of properties being sold, but they're at 1.4 months of inventory, and that went up 42.41%. I think there's some things that are impacting that. There's probably some individual sales. That's not nearly as dense a residential area as Area 705 is. In fact, that's one of the reasons you'll ever see a huge pile of real estate agents always focusing on kind of the Wallingford, Fremont, Ballard, Crown Hill. Most people go for that area because there's so many more houses available to them to sell. You know, if you go into Magnolia, it's a minority, you know, kind of section. There's only little parts that can be sold there. Same thing, Queen Anne. It's a very limited amount of geographic territory. So people tend to kind of concentrate. And that's another reason why West Seattle also is kind of busy, because it just has more houses available.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But on the east side, we have the same kind of pressures applying. We don't necessarily, because the price points are a little higher.
Higher?
Yeah, just a little. Well, yeah, I should say that the median price in February in that area, 705, for people buying over there, they may not believe this, but it was, let's see, for 2016, well, let me put it this way. It jumped from 560 last year to $663,500 median price, right? Area 710, this is why it made such a big percentage jump. Last year had a median price at 474.
Yeah.
It's currently 675.
Wow. Wow. So North Seattle, but east of I-5.
East of I-5, correct. And then going over to the east side, Area 520, which is, as you can imagine, kind of in the 520 corridor, also close to downtown, also most expensive areas. So this is most everything west of 405.
Sure.
Downtown over to Maidenbower Bay and whatnot, including Clyde Hill. That area has 2.87 months of inventory, but it's up 13.27% in prices. And so its current median price there is $1.75 million. And actually, just today, I have a few clients who are all looking over in that area, and I just saw a $1.15 million remodel teardown project.
Which gets you what? It gets you like a three-bedroom, bath and a half Wrangler?
Something like that, yeah.
Somewhere along that line.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the largest area over on the east side in terms of volume of homes was Area 640, and they had 205 sales already in February. They have 1.96 months of inventory, but they're up 24.64%.
Oh my gosh.
On pricing. So they just jumped from last year's median at this time of 593.7 to 740,000 is their median.
Interesting.
And that's just for residences. That's not necessarily counting condos and any of that. So a lot of intense stuff going on. If people want any specific details about their area, they can always reach me at info@teamreba.com. We're happy to send these reports out, let them see what's going on in their area.
Or tweet you at Team Reba.
Correct. Yes. You can direct message me or just, you know, send me a quick tag on there. But yeah, lot of stuff going on. We're pretty intensely busy in my office. I'll tell you that. We're hiring right now. I'm still, you know, I'm working to bring a couple new people on my team because we've just been that busy.
Yeah, same here. We're seeing lots and lots of purchase activity going on out there. And some buyers are getting a little bit frustrated as they've made offers on 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 9 houses.
Oh, yeah. I've talked to some offices where it's common for 12 to 15 offers for their clients. Knock on wood, three is the max for my clients.
Right.
But you've got to be willing to problem solve and find unique ways of finding property.
Yes, absolutely. Finding those angles, and also hopefully, you know, sellers out there, if you're selling, it's a great time to sell, but work with your buyer. You know, let's all work together. We got a seller that wants to sell. We've got a buyer that wants to buy.
Slap them around? What?
We're seeing a lot of slapping around going on out there.
There's a little bit of slapping around. Well, you know what? If you prep your house properly, there's no reason to slap anybody around.
No, that's true.
If you have your house in, you know, junky condition, and then you want to slap people around, that may not go so well.
Well, it's more the time frames or the expectations, because everything is busy. It still takes time to finance. You know, for a few months now, we've been talking about TRID on this on this program. And TRID adds timelines. It adds waiting periods to our home financing process. And so things just generally take a little bit longer. So just because there's a line of people, you know, to purchase your home, unless they're sitting there with, you know, a suitcase of money, it still will take a little bit of time to put that transaction together. So in some cases, they are sitting there with a suitcase of money.
Sometimes they are, but in general, you know, we're seeing some pretty interesting cases where cash doesn't always win out. Mm-hmm. And it's because somebody with their financing can try and beat those numbers.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's an interesting marketplace.
Oh, most definitely.
So I know we've already covered most of this segment with what we've been getting into. But for those of you who might want to call in, because we're going to be talking about Energize East Side, the number here for you is 866-712-1300. And if you haven't heard about Energize East Side, well, let's just think. If you were on the East Side and your power went out this weekend, you might experience that more often if this project doesn't get through. Yes. I don't know if Andy would agree with me there.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes. So we're going to get into the depths of that in our next segment. And super excited to have you on the show here with us, Andy. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.